You're listening to MoneyWeb at Midday.
Now, Johannesburg's so-called bomb squad, you'll remember, was launched in June, led by ANC Veterans League President Dr. Snooki Zikalala. The idea was bold, a high-impact task team to fight lawlessness and speed up service delivery with a two-year deadline to make a real difference. Now, supporters say it's a much-needed injection of urgency, but critics are arguing it's undemocratic. It lacks a constitutional mandate and has so far shown minimal results. And residents obviously want to know whether this is real change or just political theatre. I'm in conversation now with Dr. Zikalala. Snooki, a very warm welcome to you, and maybe a starting point, having done the assessment, how would you describe the current state of Johannesburg, and how long do you think it's going to realistically take to turn the city around?
Well, it will take time, as you know, that the city is in decay, and number one, as you know, that secondly, is that the infrastructure is in serious problems. And as you know, that there is lawlessness, general lawlessness in, within the city itself. And as you know, that the community does as they wish. And there are a lot of water tankering, Johannesburg Mafia, which deals with electricity. There's a lot of illegal connections. But I think the people of Johannesburg are keen to make sure that we turn the city around. And of course, we've met with a number of civil organizations, and we're still going to meet with them. They are the ones who are giving us support, saying that this is what is needed. And we work with the citizens. We work with the, especially with, from council side, with the speaker, because we get all the complaints coming from citizens through the speaker, and we follow up. And so I think citizens want to see change in Johannesburg, and change will happen because we intervene physically. We don't just send emails to do this. When there's when a CRAM is involved with high impact service delivery issues, we go with CRAM with CRAM those areas and make sure that things are resolved instantaneously. And so that's what you do. For instance, we went to Yeovil together with the law enforcement agencies, together with the water, electricity, with people from city power. We disconnected a number of illegal connections within Yeovil. Secondly, we made sure that there's an issue which was related to water leakage in Yeovil. That water was leaking for 7 years. And within 3 hours, We rectified that water. Make sure that Joburg Water brings a truck. They dig out. They immediately find where the problem is, and they immediately resolve the issue that took 7 years to be resolved. And so we are saying that this is instantaneous service delivery that you want to see within the city itself.
Why did it come to this? Why do we need the so-called bomb squad? Surely this is work that the city itself should have been capacitated to do.
Well, we need it because there's urgency. Society is very angry. Society, irrespective of which political party you come from, society wants to see quality service in the city. Society is not sitting back and say, we'll wait for 2 years if another party comes to power. But we have to fix it now. And we are not interfering with management. We don't have the right to interfere with workers. We deal directly with the mayor. It's the mayor who gives instructions, and because we are appointed by the mayor. And so we don't deal with the question of tenders. There's nothing to do with us. We're making sure that those who are employed to do the work, they do it adequately, and they do it with agency. And workers don't complain. Workers are very happy. They are really enthused that they're working with us. And so we are very happy with what is happening.
You talk about a city in decay. You talk about a long-term fix, yet the mayor promised quick results from June the 1st. Do you think he was being a little overambitious?
No, he has to be overambitious. As a mayor, you have to be overambitious because you want to achieve your goals. And so we are there to make sure that the city works and the city delivers on its promises to the citizens of Johannesburg.
The bomb squad's legal and constitutional mandate has been questioned. Where does council or the law authorize your exact role? Opposition parties call this a PR stunt and something that is actually making little progress at all.
Well, there's Section 56.2d, where the municipal of municipal structures, the mayor is entitled to use that section to bring in people who support him. And so I think it's a legal issue, and the mayor is sought advice, and he is empowered to bring in people on board who will be able to support him, and making sure that the city does its work adequately and the city delivers on its promises to society.
Are you confident that the city is able to deliver on that, though, or is it simply overwhelmed?
Why should I not be confident? We are confident. When we are fighting against apartheid, we're always confident. We knew that the South African army is very powerful, but we're determined, committed, and we were prepared to risk our lives to bring about change and democracy in South Africa. And so what will make us not too confident? We're confident that we definitely will succeed.
What do you see as the single biggest challenge facing Johannesburg right now in order to rectify the situation, the city that you describe as one in decay?
Well, the biggest challenge is the question of infrastructure, because it's in decay, number one. Number two is the question of illegality. We have a lot of illegal immigrants who are coming into the city. And I think Home Affairs must do its work. It must make sure that those who are illegal in the country itself, they must be made legal. Those who are illegal and do not have documents, they must be taken back to their countries. For instance, we went to Yeovil, the former Yeovil police station. It is dilapidated, that place. There were something like 80 people staying there, and it was a mess. There's no electricity, and when we tried to find out from people, some of them are illegal, and so we must deal with illegal people who have entered the country, and they must be dealt with properly. They must be taken back to their countries, and so those who are not refugees, who want to be legal in the country, let them do so authoritatively.
Is the Bomb Squad prepared to commit to publishing independent performance audits about the work that you're doing?
Yes, we're prepared. We can even give you statistics of what they've done over the last 2 months. We can. Issues that we have resolved. For instance, if there's water sewage now in an area that has been sent to us, within 24 hours, that water sewage will be resolved.
Do you think people in Johannesburg are being a little impatient about the scope and the speed with which you are working at? Communities like El Dorado Park, for instance, Snooki, are still complaining about poor service. So why has your intervention not reached them, for instance?
No, the people have to be impatient because people have been abused. They have to be impatient. They want to see their issues being resolved. We're not talking about El Dorado Park. In June, there was a complaint coming from the speaker that citizens in one area, they had sewage passing in front of their doors, in front of their house for 10 years, and there's been no resolve in terms of those issues. We went together with Bomb Squad members. We went to Joburg Water. We resolved that issue, which had taken place for the last 10 years. We resolved it within 2 days. And what was disappointing is that when we were at the war room, with the war rooms, which you call them, when you find out exactly what needs to be done, one of the Joburg manager, when we asked them about El Dorado Park, why is the sewage not been resolved? No, the issue of a diameter, we need a bigger pipe. I said, have you been there? No, I've not been there. But this, I said, okay, fine. I'm not fighting you, I'm just asking you. And the following day, we took the MD of Joburg Water, went to Elders, and we saw the sewage was there. And we then asked the MD of Joburg Water, can this be fixed within 2 days? He said, it'll be fixed. Can you see that your employee has not been here? And he said, yes, I can see. And so now, why does he tell us that it was an issue of a diameter of the pipe? And so he said, no, there's no diameter of the pipe. Our people were not here. I said, can you make sure within 2 days that is resolved? And it was resolved within 2 days. I said to them, it was on a Friday. On Sunday, I'm coming back to Elders to see whether you're working, you're resolving this issue. On Sunday in the morning, instead of going to church, I went to Elders. I found that the workers were there, were resolving that issue.
All right, just a final question, and very briefly, there is the criticism that with the G20 summit ahead, the Bomb Squad is more about optics than outcomes. How do you answer that?
No, it's about outcomes, not optics. It's about outcomes. And so we are not doing it because of G20. We're doing it because we want to change people's lives. People should live better in their own city.
Dr. Snooki Zikalala, thank you very much indeed, running the Johannesburg Bomb Squad.